Global markets start the day on edge as geopolitical tensions sharply escalate, with President Trump issuing a 48-hour ultimatum for the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, prompting Iran to threaten a full closure of the corridor, raising fresh concerns about energy supply disruptions and inflation. In a partial offset, the U.S. Treasury authorized the release of already loaded Iranian crude to ease near-term supply constraints without formally easing sanctions. In FX, Japan intensified its intervention rhetoric, signaling readiness to act against excessive yen volatility driven by oil-linked flows, while New Zealand faced a downgrade in its credit outlook to negative from Fitch, reflecting rising debt concerns and adding pressure to local assets. Looking ahead, the European session will focus on Eurozone consumer confidence, expected to show a modest improvement but still weighed by geopolitical uncertainty alongside ECB speakers and sovereign bond supply. In the U.S., attention turns to the Chicago Fed Activity Index and construction spending data for clues on growth momentum, as well as Treasury bill auctions and remarks from Fed's Moran, particularly for any shift away from his dovish stance amid rising inflation risks tied to the Middle East conflict. That's all for now.